churches that basically have one message and one message only, and it's just repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. That if you really do love God with all of your heart, you're not going to have too many troubles in life. You're going to be wealthy and wise and happy for the rest of your life. It's a prosperity faith. And I'd like to suggest that it's probably one of the greatest lies that anyone can ever perpetrate. It's not true. In this world, you will have trouble. And we love it, and I think each one of us could say amen to this, we love it when out of the blue, something amazing comes our way. Whether it's beginning a relationship that's built on trust and love, or whether finding a new friend, or finding a new job that you're really excited about, or being accepted into some organization, or having some extra money come your way, or having a new vigor to life, a new understanding to life. We love it when those things come our way. And why wouldn't we? There's blessings there. They're marvelous. They're wonderful. They're great. And we often feel lonely and isolated and wonder, what's wrong with me, when out of the blue, some really bad stuff happens to us. Some negative things, whether it be an illness that comes out of the blue, whether it be a relationship that comes to a quick end that you weren't expecting, whether there's a loss of a job, or, you know, the list can go on and on and on. But if this was a usual room, a normal group of people, and I think we have a pretty good normal group of people with us this morning. If you were to take a poll out of all of us, there's one thing that we would all have in common more than anything else. We all have endured suffering and pain, and maybe even today, there are people in our audience who are smiling, but deep in their heart, they're going through a difficult life. An anxiety, a pain, relationships, or whatever it is that really are a burden. And it's just difficult. Breathing is difficult. Life is difficult. And we run away from the reality that that's what we all have in common more than anything else. The world wants to say, if you really want to be victorious in life, it'll be when all of these great things happen to you. But what we have in common with each other more than anything else is pain and weakness and difficulties. But what that says to me is we're in this thing called life together, and we can help one another. The story of Esther looks like it's a powerfully victorious story. It looks like a prosperity gospel story. The beginning of the book is amazingly wonderful. This woman from a Jewish heritage being brought in, maybe through not even her own desire, but by her relative, brought in to audition, if you will, to become the queen of the known world at that time. It was the huge running of the world of Persia. I mean, Assyria was gone, Babylon was gone, now came Persia. Persia was so huge that its territory started in India and lasted all the way across and all the way down into Africa. 127 country provinces was in its grasp. And here comes the story of Esther, who eventually is chosen to become the queen. And when you get to the end of the story, at the end of the story, again, it looks like everything's worked out well, it's been victorious. But what we sometimes forget is what she went through. And what she went through was hiding, not being able to be truthful. She went through fear. She went through being in a position that was way beyond anything that she could control. And she went through the possibility and the very real possibility that her entire nation would be wiped out forevermore. And she lived with that on a daily basis. So even though from the outside, it looked like she had everything she could ever want, when in reality, she was suffering greatly every day with a burden to carry that she couldn't tell anyone about. Ever been there? Ever had a pain that was so severe and so great that you can let out little tidbits, but you can't really talk too much about it because it is just a bit too difficult? A number of years ago, there was a really popular book. It was popular because of its pain. The book was called The Shack. Anybody remember reading The Shack? It is one of the most powerful books I have ever read, and it's very quickly a story about a man who lost his young daughter to a brutal, brutal murder. And he was living with this. And in the story, he went to the shack where she had died. He just wanted to be there. The story becomes quite imaginary that when he gets there, he finds that there are people there, that there are three people there. He has no idea who they are. And then they slowly reveal themselves to him. There's this very large African-American woman who turns out to be God. And then there's this other person who's there who was such a friend and such a confidant. Turns out to be Jesus. And then there's this other person who's working in this horrible garden. It's supposed to be a garden, but it's just full of weeds and dirt and rocks and stones and just working with it every day. Turns out it's the Holy Spirit. And his journey is talking. And at the end of the book, what he realizes more than anything else is they've been with him even before he was born, and they're with him even now, and they'll be with him always and forever and forever and forever. And one of the messages that all three of them gave him was this: God wasn't away from you in your pain. In fact, he was closer to you than he's ever been before. And it's usually in those times when we feel most vulnerable and alone and in pain that God is closer to each of us than he's ever been before. Even though we may not feel it, he's there. Prosperity gospel suggests that when everything is fantastic and great, God is closest to you. No, he's not. You don't need him. You don't need him. If you've got everything going great in your life, you don't need him. At least that's the way we sometimes feel. But what we really say is, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. When in reality, the truth is, God comes near us. Especially when we can't handle life by ourselves. In the Bible, it is full of stories of people just like you and me. Their culture may be different, their difficulties may be different, but they're full of difficulties. And one of the great passages in the Bible is Paul himself when he says, I do not consider that our present sufferings are worth comparing with what will be revealed in us. Our story is the story of on this earth for however many years, and the reality of God being with us, even when we didn't know it. And he will be with us throughout eternity. And so in the book of Romans in chapter 8, he says, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus given to us. Death itself will not separate us from any of this. So I don't know how this feels to you this morning. Like most people, it might feel something like this. Man, I thought my week was tough. I came to church to get something positive, and I hear this. It just might be the most positive message you will ever hear. because it is the reality of each of our lives. There's nothing wrong with you when pain comes your way. Even if you've caused it, the reality is, go to the one who knows you better than you do. Esther got herself in trouble when she thought she could handle it on her own. And it wasn't until a wonderful man named Mordecai said this, "Esther, who knows that maybe you have come to such a royal position for just this moment in time when all hell was breaking loose around her and she felt like she couldn't do a thing about it. That's why God put her there." And that's why God uses us. It seems like when such pain and difficulties come our way, that God is right there in the middle of it. And he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And so this message of Esther today is one that's marvelous because it hits on us as well. So let me just conclude with this Old Testament scripture that's one of my favorites. It's God speaking. And he says this, "I am the Lord your God who takes you by the hand and says to you, do not be afraid because I am helping you." Amen.